Beginning card daf mesach this condition that from the base we're going to alpha begin test master begins gemara Rabbi Yehuda mishal ben machlekes is keep it out from the father or from the son. Rabbi Yehuda holds from the son's resources. Medak agrees. So the re is analyzing. He says, wait a second. Lamandam mishal ben according to this ben holds that it comes from the son's resources. So what happens if in the zemli he has the following situation? Is keep it out. He has father wants to respect him in something. But it's asma he has his own lost object. But it's chaver and his friend's lost object. Kids, he asks, what should he do? In other words, if he's going to be engaged in his father's honor, his friend's lost object comes to his government. You would think if the father said, don't return this lost object, you would listen to him. It says, no, you have to do the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. And that's when he says, don't return it. Hashem says, no, you should be engaged. I mean, the father says, be engaged in my honor. That don't give it back for nothing. So let's say you don't need a pasuk. Mashmam can sound like David's chaberik. Then we say kibbutz avim. That yet during the mitzvah comes before kibbutz avim. The pasuk with chaber problem is because it returns his friend's lost object. Every does it. His lost object comes first. So like this pasuk, the problem says bav eves kilei b'chay avyain. Zikmar says bav mitzvah lama and bav lama gibel shal chokrim l'chaladim. Your lost object comes before anyone else's. Now problem is if he has to be vedase, if he's going to be engaged in all his own lost object, had a chaber avu kaidim. The don mitzvah comes first. The mother mishal ben. According to the one that says that you have to give up on your own resources to honor your father. So the other reader pissed to the rishi nichver of the bitz chaberi. He should leave his father's honor and his friend's lost object. Be asked by bedas and he should be engaged in finding his lost object. The other mekibir abakin this way said the father's honor comes first and the dafkel nichel of the last return but minor. That's only to let the father do what he wants with the son's own money. That's the essence of honor. Regarding his lost object, the father doesn't get any benefit, any pleasure from his lost object. That he shouldn't find it. In a ben chayv l'havstav v'dasa b'shvelav. So the son does not have to create a loss for his lost object because of his father. What do you mean? Kibbutz avim goes until the father throws his purse, mitel, beatlim, throws into the ocean. Ben amachlim, it doesn't embarrass him. Man amishal ben according to one says it's from the son's resources, and the father's not getting any benefit. No, hasam mayim. I see in there's so much situation. Yishla avkar is rivlika. Father is getting some pleasure from that. He's throwing it into the ocean. Lamirma imasa intrabesi. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos that. He wants to show his intimidation on the family. They should be scared of him. Because if that was not the case, Imbechin Mashreb is throwing into the ocean for nothing. Rasha is a wicked person. Violating negative prohibition of destroying things. And even if he would be doing it by mistake and be throwing in his anger, still, so. Therefore, it's saying, he's getting some benefit from throwing in the person. That's what you don't embarrass him, because he's getting some pleasure. But if he's doing that, then it would be wicked. Then, so therefore, that's different. But over here, he's not getting a benefit. Therefore, you would do the Aveda Satsumai first. That the Rabban ruled to Rabbi Yirmiya that the halacha is that it should come from the father's resources. Mashmash kach halacha, it sounds like that's the halacha. V'chem pasik b'shildas rav choy b'pashav yishma and sevi simon non zayin. And he rules, but if the father does not have it, and the son does have chayv ben laznav, then the son does have an obligation to be his father. If the father does not have money, but the son does have, the son has to support him from his own. The son has to support him from his own. The father shouldn't be any less than another person, not in the spot, like the blessing subita from the testament base. The Rav Achvel, who gavra, Rav forced that person, he forced him to give 400 zuz l'tzok. You have to give, so father, for sure. Moreover, the Mishalmi says, Nirsham, if only the Havin Kosh might be readily. All the teaching would be so clear to me, like this halacha shekavin ben lasav, that we force a son to feed his father. Another proof is Mada Mishami. The Rebbeinu Rebbe Yishai Kazi Baruch, they were going on the road. Ha'asa Gavra, person came along, and because Noshik lekavin the Rebbeinu, he came to kiss the feet of Rebbeinu. So Amalei, here, what's this? Amalei says to Amalei, because Damilei, I said to him, Zil Tzog Bebekinish to go and scream in shul. Claim another Tarisila, I ruled him. She asked to call Kach Ben Zayin Benai that his son should support him. Amalei, my lachve, why didn't you just force him? I'm like, you're going to do kaif anything with me. You think I could force him? I'm like, I'm trying to like, pilish. In other words, you think you don't force? Pshid the kaif, for sure you force. So you see again that the son has to get his father. Like more, another rabbi, Mirsham, which Abbas Lamal, that brought before him, and the flamen alf, the maskal kabid, it says, kabid is shem mahinecha, honor Hashem from your wealth, meaning if you have money, then you obligate to honor Hashem. If not, part of you exempt. Whereas the kibbutz avim, the mekabel zevich mezmech, the mashma bein yeshel ha'ayin bein lo'ayin, it doesn't say ma'inecha. That's even if you don't have money, you still have an obligation to support your father. Like this, master begin the gemara, the machle liyikar. Oh, don't worry, his father pardoned his honor, so it's not going to be over lefne either. But says Tosafot, what you have to say is lemish idea kaidin that he had notified him this beforehand. Because if he doesn't know this, that shouldn't be like when someone had intended to eat non-kosher meat, followed by the best slide, turns out it's kosher meat, come on, like the Gemara in the last period of the album, you still need to have atonement and to be pardoned. So he knew about it, so even if he would get upset, he wouldn't be violating. Next says master begins the but table the Rubin is gone. What do you mean? It should be anyways because the majority are those who get stoned. Which plays according to the quick reading, it sounds like they're saying even if skill is most severe, they would get skila. It says places that the veins of the is not appropriate to explain like that. Shalafima Shemagia, because according to what he's editing, and the skill and the slots, and those who get stoned gimmicks and those who get burned, even though those who get burned are the majority regarding skila, because it's the less severe. The interpretation is lomali sri bachamuda. Why do I need that? Is that they're more severe? Even if they're the same, table the mishnah, the rabbi, the skill, again, it still will go based on majority. So not this, it's not this idea that because it's more severe, but rather it's just simply because even if they were equal, but again, because the majority are niskal, that's why. Meaning because even if the majority would be one way, the gemara tells us that still wouldn't give the misa, you still give the misa kala. So it just means to say that even if they're equal in their severity, that it would still have this halacha.